here.
In the wicker chair?
Yes.
I should have known. Always in the wicker chair.
I like this chair.
It makes you look old sitting there. It makes you look like an old man sprawled out there.
I am old. I feel 100 years old.
You're only 30.
I still feel old.
Then you shouldn't sit in that chair. Oh, it's a lovely day. The sun's shining.
I don't like too much sunshine. It shows up the dust.
You think so? I don't. I like the dust. It softens everything like tissue. You haven't asked me where I've been.
I know where you've been.
Do you?
You ask me this every time. I know where you've been.
Where have I been, then?
Where you always go.
And where's that?
Up to the very top of the house to look from the highest window.
Then?
Then down the passageway to look at the front door. You ask me every time, and every time I tell you.
It's still all right.
What's still all right?
The front door. I must make sure no one nails it up.
Why would anyone want to nail it up?
People do. They're like that. People don't understand. If they see a house full of dust, they think they have every right to nail up the front door.
They can't. It's our house.
What about that man who came here?
What man?
The one who came along with all those men in new suits. The one who smelt of sawdust. Now he would like to have nailed it up, I know.
He was just a carpenter or something.
I still didn't trust him.
I expect he was here to see if the house needed any repairs.
Well, I don't like people calling here.
They don't come very often.
I still don't like it.
Then let's leave here.
No.
We should, you know.
Not yet.
We should have left here a long time ago.
If James were to come back and we weren't here, imagine how terrible that would be.
Lydia.
I know it seems an age just waiting like this, but remember, it's quite a distance. Quite a distance from here.
What is?
That place. That place where the accident happened. Quite a long way from here. Quite a journey for a little boy of 6.
Lydia.
And you know what he's like. You know how curious he is. How he likes to see everything. I expect he's busy looking at all sorts of things on his way back here, on his way home.
Look, Lydia.
I know what you're going to say.
Don't you realize?
There you are. I knew you were going to say that. Don't you realize? You always say that.
Don't you realize? He was taken away from us. The accident.
The accident. I never want to ride in a carriage again.
So there's no sense in waiting.
Never want to ride in one again.
No sense at all.
The horse's hooves down that dusty road.
I never seem to be able to convince you, do I?
Oh, peace and stillness. Just the horse's hooves and the dry creak of the carriage. Peace and stillness. Then that snatch of a second. That pinpoint of time. And the squeal of the horses, the spin of the wheels, the dusty road leaping up to meet you, to hit you.
I just never seem to be able to...
What?
Convince you.
Convince me?
Yes. I just abide by it all, by the waiting. I'm weak. That's what's wrong with me.
It's not weakness. It's gentleness.
What good am I to him? What good am I to a boy? I can only think about quietness and peace and placid things.
He loves talking to you. He loves listening to you.
Yes, at 6 years old you can. At 6 years old you can listen without merely having to be obliging. I can't talk to him about war, about cavalrymen. I don't know the first thing about sport or any rough game. I can't even grow a moustache properly. Perhaps it's better at 6. At 6 you can imagine your father is just what you want him to be.
Anyway, this won't get things done, will it?
You're not going up to look from that window again, are you?
No, I'm going to dust the merry-go-round.
Dust it again. You're always dusting it.
We must keep it dusted. You should know what that toy means to James. It's his favourite. You wouldn't think that he'd like it so much, would you? Not a boy. A girl, yes, a girl would love it. All filigree, silver and crystal. But a boy.
It's the music.
Yes.
It's the music that does it. And looking into it. Looking into it while it's turning. He told me once that you could see all sorts of things in there while it's turning. All sorts of things.
Remember how he'd come in the front door, along the passageway, in here. Then look to make sure it was there. Remember?
Yes.
Then he'd go to the fireplace and reach for the key that hangs there. Can you hear it now? Can you hear it, Jonathan? The key ringing against the marble as he reaches for it. Hear him now, Jonathan. Hear him going to the merry-go-round, picking it up, shaking it so gently so that the tiny bird swings and the animal limbs fall into place.
Yes.
Then the winding. Slowly. Methodically. And then the music. The music, Jonathan, the sweetness of it. Remember, Jonathan?
Yes, but it's all so long ago.
He'll be back. He's coming. Then after the music is finished, I'll kiss him. It's been such a long time.
You shouldn't do that. Kiss a daughter, yes, but not a son.
Why?
Well, it's not manly, is it? It would embarrass him.
All right, then. I'll just kiss him softly on the cheek, just once.
I'm not sure.
It will be such a soft kiss. Just a breath of a kiss. Like the brush of a cobweb.
Yes. Yes, that would be better. Lydia?
Yes?
If James does come home, we could go away then, could we?
Yes. I only want to be sure James is all right. Then.
We could leave here.
Leave here, yes. What is it?
So tired. The waiting. It makes me feel so old.
You're only 30, and I'm 25. We're still quite young. Quite a young couple.
And childless.
Sleep, Jonathan.
It's all so unfair.
Sleep.
I should have been strong. Strength can do anything.
Just sleep. It looks as if it's going to be another fine day tomorrow. Oh, child.
be all right just outside. Oh, what a beautiful thing. Where did you find it?
Over there. I didn't exactly find it. I seem to know where it was.
You mean it used to be yours?
Yes. Funny. It's like a fragment of a memory. I suddenly knew it. Knew where the key was. Everything.
And yet you've never been back here since they died. Since the accident.
No.
50 years ago, and you remember. Your child's mind remembers.
Yes.
But it's such a lovely piece of workmanship. You think that someone would have come to the house and collected it for you?
No. No, after the accident with the carriage, some relation or other took me away from everything. For a child of 6, they probably thought it was the best thing to do. And now it's all coming down, eh?
Hmm.
It's good, though, Mary. It's good to see it just this once before it all comes down.
Can you remember them?
Who?
Your parents.
Oh, yes. Yes, I can, actually. I can remember my mother being very beautiful. Very strange. Very beautiful.
And your father?
Oh, I can remember my father quite clearly. From a generation of moustached, militant men, he had a quality that made him stand out from the rest. If it wasn't that quality, I doubt if I'd have remembered him now. He was such a gentle man. What's that?
What is it?
Well, something. I felt something.
Felt something?
I felt something touch my cheek. Under a different circumstance, I would have said it felt like a kiss. It's probably a cobweb. The place is so dusty.
What's the front door?
No one there.
Oh, it's probably something loose. It's such an old house.
That's another thing, James.
What is?
The dust.
What about the dust?
It's thick everywhere.
So?
But the merry-go-round, it's shining.